Hello, Audio Boo. Puari here for the 2nd of August. It's a Thursday. I apologise for the sound quality on this boo because I am standing in the awning of our caravan and it's quite windy here. We're on the Isle of Wight. So you might hear a lot of canvas flapping around in the background, so I'm sorry about that. I promised to give my news over the course of a few boos, and Fumal Satsuma pretty much guessed it. Yes, my last day working at my previous company was Tuesday of this week. I have now left, and I am while the job didn't suit me for lots of reasons, I am really, really going to miss the people there, and it was quite an emotional departure. I've been there only about 6-7 months, but it had been over quite a stressful time of, you know, starting a new store. So we were kind of all in it together, and I shall miss the people very much. So I'm now off on 2 weeks holiday, well, an unpaid holiday because it's obviously between two jobs, so a bit worried about the money, but we'll cope. And then when I get back, I start work with a small company, fairly local to me. Money's better, hours better, not more responsibility and involved job. I'm really hoping that it's a good match. They do seem really, really good. I'm really quite excited about it. Little bit nervous of working in a small company because while Acrobat has been working in small companies pretty much from the word go, I've always worked for big, very big companies. In fact, my last company was probably one of the biggest companies in the world. So I'm very much used to the whole setup of a large company and you know, having separate HR and all that kind of thing. And I won't have that now. So I'm hoping it's changed for the good and that I fit in well. But as I say, they do seem really nice people. I'm really looking forward to starting. My nerves are getting the better of me. So that's my big news. I have some other minor news as well, but I will leave that for another boo. And I'll leave that here now because I've rather stupidly left half my medication at home. I picked up the packets of medication I was on and packed them, but forgot to check how many tablets were still left in the blister pack, and I haven't got enough to last me the 2 weeks. So we're off to find a Tesco pharmacy now in the hopes that they will share information with my home Tesco pharmacy, who deal with all my repeat prescriptions. And hopefully I will be able to get an emergency prescription filled out. So fingers crossed, I will report back tomorrow. Take care all. Bye.